Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. The SDF made the announcement Tuesday, saying it was launching the campaign with the help of coalition forces. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his government is ready to coordinate efforts with Kurds and the coalition, but the U.S. downplayed prospects for a U.S.-Russian effort in Raqqa.
Görüşmeleri yapacaklar ve bu görüşmelerde
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Tuesday that his government will scrap a migrant readmission arrangement with the European Union unless the Europeans authorize visa-free travel for Turkish citizens. Mr. Erdogan spoke in Istanbul at the close of a United Nations humanitarian conference called to address the current migrant crisis. The blunt warning is seen as the latest sign of rising Turkey-EU tensions. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is calling for a recount of votes cast in last week's Kentucky Democratic presidential primary. Unofficial results showed him narrowly losing the state to Hillary Clinton. And presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump released an Instagram video on Monday featuring three women who accused former President Bill Clinton of sexual assault in the 1990s. The Afghan Taliban appears to be preparing to anoint a new leader. The group has not officially confirmed or denied the death of their former chief, Mullah Mansour. He was killed in a U.S. drone attack. This is VOA News.